Part 20, Chapter 6. The incident that would later become known as the murder of Biddy McLeod, which would bring the planet toward war, cost many men their lives, and later become the subject of ballads, romances, and legend, began at noon that day with Biddy's unfortunate spotting of Johnny in the capital area of Denver. When the head of the Russian contingent had been given orders in Africa to close the American underground base, it was very plain to the Russians that neither they nor Johnny would thereafter be resident in America, which brought up the subject of horses. Horses were wealth to the Russians. They had developed a small herd of their own in America, and they were not going to abandon them. Biddy McLeod considered himself responsible for Johnny's horses. He informed Colonel Ivan in no uncertain terms that he must go along with them to bring back Johnny's horses. When objections were raised, he doggedly countered them. He was with the Russians, and he would be safe. The horses knew him. Windsplitter, Dancer, Old Pork, and Blodgett would be frightened on the long plane ride unless they had somebody soothing them they knew they could trust. After hours of this, Colonel Ivan gave in. The Russians, just before dawn of that day, had thoroughly closed the American underground base, as well as the nuclear missile store. If anyone tried to get into them now who didn't know the way or have the keys, they would be blown to bits. Planes had been arranged for the return. Any material they were taking back abroad was already loaded. And before dawn that day, they had left the base in a small convoy of trucks and cars to do their last job: pick up the horses from the planes. The way from the base led through the ancient ruins of Denver, and few of the Russians had ever been there. Further, recently they had begun to get paid. They were going home, and they had sisters and wives and sweethearts, mothers and friends. A few tiny stores had opened lately in Denver. The proprietors from other places, the customers, the people of the world making pilgrimages to the mine site. The goods were salvaged and repaired items from the ruins of sprawling cities, and even some new products of native tribes. Dresses, shoes, cloth, jewelry, utensils, souvenirs, and relics were the main stocks in trade. The stores were few and widely scattered. The Russians decided that since they were many hours early for their departure time that evening from the academy field, and since they did not favor sitting around in the grass waiting, they would spend a little shopping time in Denver. They had parked their vehicles near the Capitol, for there was much space there, and its dome could be seen from all around as a landmark and gotten back to easily. They had scattered out, each on his own errands. Biddy had been given a special guard, a strong, tough Russian who was a special friend of Biddy's named Dmitry Tomlov, and Dmitry had been charged by Colonel Ivan to stay close to Biddy and not be careless and to carry his assault rifle and magazine pouch wherever he went. So it seemed all right.